Hello, everyone. This is Elaine. Welcome to Aging into Joy by Living from the Inside Out. Today, I'm going to answer a question that has come to me by several of you, and it's about aging when you are beginning to experience physical and mental limitations. And so how can you find joy as your body and your mind are changing, maybe less sharp, less more forgetful, less focused, and for the body, maybe aches and pains and balance issues and things like that. And I do want to tell you straight up front that despite limitations, we can find joy in each and every day. It's going to look different. It's going to have to be intentional. And it's going to be something that your spirit takes you to. So if your spirit and your energy from your spirit, that which fuels you, that which is your life force energy, is able to be inspired, then it can overcome the limitations of mind and body. My daughter and her husband recently went to Yellowstone National Park, and they were talking about the elders that they saw walking with canes and with walkers along the wooden pathway in Yellowstone around the Old Faithful Geyser, and how deeply they wanted to experience this wonder of nature, that they moved themselves into the heart of being able to see this phenomenal geyser. And my daughter was quite touched by the effort they put into it. But that's just one example of when you really want something, how we can, despite our limitations, move toward it. And that, in and of itself, brings us joy. One of the things that I want to comment about aging is it's not a one-size-fits-all experience. So each of us are going to have our own unique experiences with aging. And for some people, there's going to be more aches and pains, more stiffness. And I'm talking about people perhaps in their 60s and upwards. It can happen when we're younger, but that's where we see the majority of the limitations beginning. Maybe we're slower than we used to be. Maybe we don't have the balance and are at risk for falls. Maybe we become forgetful and repeat things to our family and or friends that we've told them before. Let's pause on that one for a second because it's hard for the family to hear the story for a second, third, fourth time, or the information, whatever it is. But it's even harder for the person who hasn't chosen not to be aware that they've shared that information previously to the same person. It's not that they want to repeat the story, it's that they forgot that they've told the story. And it's really important to understand what that means for that elder, because that's not their intention. That's not what they want. They want to be able to be more sharp in their thinking and to have been able to sustain good concentration and memory. And many do. It's not like this happens to everyone. And that's why I say it's not a one-size-fits-all journey. So keep in mind that criticism of the limitations of the person who's becoming an elder is very hurtful. And sometimes that diminishes their spirit. That is something that can be vibrant and alive and inspired with just some encouragement. You know, there's ways to remind that person, you already told me this, without making it sound judgmental. And there's also the option of not saying anything and just kind of getting through that repeat. Either way, it's important that there's sensitivity to the listener, but also sensitivity to the speaker. As we get older, it's really important for us to change our expectations to suit our mind, body, and spirit levels of functioning. So spirit has really no limitations unless we impose them. Spirit is born out of, you know, our hearts, our souls, the parts of us that breathe life into us, but yet are invisible. But you know when your spirit is alive and well, because you get up that morning and you greet the day and you just want to be into the day because it feels so good. The opposite of that is you get up in the morning and you barely want to get out of bed, if at all. And, you know, maybe something is aching. Maybe there's something on your mind. Maybe there's a fear that has entered into your thoughts. And so that spirit is diminished. And it's really important when our limitations of mind and body get to us to focus on your spirit, keeping that well, keeping that nurtured. You know, what are your interests? What are the things that still inspire you? Maybe you used to be very active and now you're more passive. Well, how can you be passive in a way that inspires you? We have to do a lot of creative thinking and solution making as we get older. One of the things I want to focus on is getting to know yourself. Getting to know yourself in this stage of your life is different than knowing yourself in your 20s and 30s and 40s. How do I get to know myself? You know, I kind of just become an observer, and, you know, I like to use the metaphor sitting on a cloud and just watching myself and what I need and identifying those needs and trying to have those needs met. And sometimes we can meet our own needs and we never think of that. It's really, really important to be in charge, to kind of be the one who is going to make the choice to fulfill yourself. I can't tell you how important that is. There's an old Greek saying, it's a quote, and I think it's from Socrates. It goes something like, know thyself, be thyself, and love thyself. So until we know ourselves, we cannot be ourselves. And until we are being ourselves, it's really hard to love ourselves, because what interferes with us being able to do all three of those things is the outer world. If we're plugged into the expectations of life around us, of either family or institutions or whatever, it's going to really be hard to meet those expectations from the exterior world and get a good sense of what my expectations of my life is, regardless of my age, whether I'm 40 or 80. So I really encourage you to plug into that autonomous self that is able to make choices and in the process meet your needs to the best of your ability. And that brings you joy, okay? So joy is not the same as happiness. Joy is, you know, something we can create within ourselves on a daily basis. Being happy is moment to moment. You know, it's not something we can sustain on an ongoing basis. Finally, before we finish today, I want to talk about fear and the emotions that can be crippling as we grow older. People in their 70s, 80s, 90s think about death a lot. And so I'm just going to be direct about it. You can say, you know, my runway is shorter, but we actually don't know the length of our runway at any point in our lives. You know, there are so many people who have died prematurely, we would say, you know, before their time. And that's not for us to judge, but that's sometimes how we view it. But when you're in your 80s and 90s, the sense of being hopeful of the future diminishes. And what we have to be hopeful about is the quality of each and every day we have available to us. So it doesn't help us to try to ignore an ending that we see as permanent. And it's really, really important for you to assess what you believe about death. And do you believe in an afterlife? Do you believe this is it? And when the body dies, that's it? You know, what do you believe and where do you get your faith from? Where do you get your understanding of life and your place in it? And the best thing that we can do for ourselves as elders is truly take this time and know thyself, be thyself, love thyself. Lots of times in the elder stages of life, we have a lot of anxiety. We have anxiety about going to the doctor. We have anxiety about taking medications. We have anxiety about dying. We have anxiety about feeling like we still belong to the family. And we have anxiety about believing we're a burden to everyone. And regardless of how fragile or vulnerable we may be, if I accept that part of me, then it's going to be easier for everyone around me to see me in the light of I don't have the strength, I don't have the intention to be productive like I used to, but now I'm spending my time really trying to understand who I was, who I am, and is there anything more I want to be or become in the days that I have left? So joy comes daily when we expand ourselves into life, and it diminishes and it kind of disappears when we contract or constrict ourselves about our lives at a given age. The important thing for all of us is to be honest with ourselves. I can't tell you how much we are able to see our past, the long view, if you're in your 70s, 80s, and 90s of your life, and see how each decade you grew, you failed, you made mistakes, you fooled yourself, you acted with pretense, you were genuine, you were unkind or kind, and how you changed and evolved over time. So important. So use this precious time to have a sense of your life, how you've lived it. And don't do it from the critical voice. Do it from the observer. Because you can take the time in the now, in the present, and create that in you that you now see you truly are and haven't expressed. Or that you truly are and have expressed and want to express it even more. So I'm going to end today with the question of, what is your experience of being an elder, and what are your fears? And you might want to journal these, but also, what are your strengths? And how have your expectations changed? If you're a younger person, in your 30s and 40s, maybe even 50s nowadays, you want to ask yourself, who am I and how can I spend my life being my best self, knowing myself, being myself, and being aware, growing my awareness of how I respond to the exterior world, and is that world more important to me than my own inner world? Because at the very minimum, both those worlds should be equally important, but at its very best, our inner world is most important, because our mind, body, and spirit are what gives us life, and our journey is not to satisfy the needs of our institutions and other people, but to figure out who we are, and as we age, how can we become the most genuine self and be loyal and trusting that we've come in with everything we need to be our genuine self. So for today, have a great day, have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.